Blog Talk Radio.
Physical shoes and speak words that are of greatest advantage to you. Breathe in, breathe out. We want to help you find the vibrational stance to allow financial abundance to flow into your personal experience. Breathe in.
Are you recording?
Breathe out.
This conference is being recorded.
The stream of abundance flows generously, and it is right and it is time for you to receive your share. This will not be difficult for you to do, and it will not take much time, because you are already well along the way. Breathe in. Breathe out. There is power in the words that you are hearing, and in time your resistance will subside and your allowing will begin. As your resistance is replaced with allowing, as doubt is replaced with belief, your abundance will become evident. Breathe in. Breathe out. Our words will help you to shift your feeling about money from worry or concern to eagerness and fun. Breathe in. Breathe out. When that emotional shift occurs, immediate financial manifestations will be the evidence of that shift. Breathe in. Breathe out. If we can convince you that the path to financial abundance is simply an emotional path, with each hearing of these words, you will breathe out more resistance and your feelings will improve. Breathe in. Breathe out. Your work is not one of action. There are no courses to complete. There are no requirements for you to meet. Just a comfortable and gradual rediscovery of your natural state of relief and of ease and of well-being. Breathe in. Breathe out.
And good morning, good morning. Just a few minutes there of Esther Hicks on financial abundance and wellness. We're going to come back and hear a little bit more of that. But good morning and welcome to the Billionaire Mastermind Forum. This is yours truly, Dr. Govishman Ali Yassin, the prosperity philosopher. And we are being blessed here with another day and a day of unlimited abundance, as Esther said earlier. And this is kind of where we want to go this morning with our thoughts as we begin to open up and introduce our co-host. But the thoughts this morning is the path to financial abundance is an emotional path. So I need you to concentrate on that as we go through our program this morning. But in addition to that, subtitle would be well-being. What is your physical, financial well-being, health well-being, financial well-being? The path to financial abundance is the emotional path. And this emotional path, as she says, shifts and creates the physical manifestation. So we want to say good morning, good morning, good morning, and we're going to get focused here on what we want to share this morning. Yesterday we had a Big Money Wednesday, and so now we want to talk about if we can maybe take off the mute.
All callers are muted and they can unmute themselves.
And talk about what do we have to do to get to this big money emotional side of ourselves. We got to be happy, number one. Billionaire's happy. I got your voice this morning out there.
Yes, we do. That is
good
a must.
Good morning.
Good morning. Great, great, and happy day to you.
Is what you want to focus on, kind of being still, you know, and not just running and trying to figure out things right at the moment. Go within, and as Esther says, I think it's go within and then go without. And Billionaire Flowers' quote is go within. Yeah, Billionaire Flowers is go within or go without. She's constantly known for that statement. So this is what we are looking to experience as we expand our life this morning. So good morning, good morning. Welcome to the broadcast this morning. Billionaire Joe, good morning, good morning.
Good morning, good morning. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. How are you this morning, Billionaire Joe?
Fantastic and amazing.
Folks, that's the one and only Dr. Joe Reed, feeling fantastic and amazing.
Cash.
Yeah.
Oh,
cash.
That's what I need.
Yes. Yesterday we talked about money, Billionaire Joe, and the pursuit of it. And so externally, we chase it. But internally, we probably don't spend much time in that area. So we chase the external side of the physical world and don't experience much of the internal side of it. So, but that's kind of where we want to go this morning, Billionaire Joe. What's your thoughts on that?
Yeah, sometimes there's a contradiction in what we say and what we do. What we say and what we think. You know, and it needs to be in alignment, as Billionaire's Happy says. You know, we have to magnetize and attract, you know, prosperity.
Wow, magnetize and attract prosperity. So let me give the my opening here this morning, and don't worry, you know, I generally play that this tune here, folks. So good morning, we're coming up this morning on Billionaire Mastermind phone on. Financial and spiritual well-being is our focus this morning. But good morning. You can start out, but not worrying. And I know that's kind of difficult to say sometimes. And add on to that and be happy. But we say when two or more minds come together, got the ability to stimulate and activate the divine source that's within you. And all you have to do is download the good that you desire. Is all there waiting for you internally. Because your state of consciousness is connected to the divine consciousness, and as a result of that connection, and as you know, well, we have not to explain when we say divine conscience, but the creator of all known and unknown realities in the world. So We say that all you have to do is from your state of consciousness, download from a state of consciousness and bring that into a physical reality. And in order to do that, folks, Lord help me with this one. You need that mental self-discipline. Oh my gosh, do you ever need that mental self-discipline? So tap it up on it to you.
You might
yes.
want to sing it.
Don't worry.
Be
happy. Being a baby, did you come back down off the roof from yesterday? I know you were flying on top of the roof yesterday. Good morning. She was up there. I'm so glad that you're excited, girl. You are excited, I'm telling you. You're loving your life. Good God, you're loving your life.
I love my life.
Good morning.
I love my life.
Yes.
I love my life.
No,
we don't know where tomorrow might bring, but the future, the hours away. So me, I live my life today. So me, I live my life today. Yeah. So love me, make me talk, what me want to stop, me have enough to say. So me, I live my life today. So me, I live my life today. So everybody else to sing it out.
Yeah, I lost my control there of being there. They played long and I wanted to play.
Good morning.
I see Rhonda, I didn't get a text. She's not with us this morning. I see her.
Yeah.
Dream Life Coach. I didn't see her.
I'm
okay.
Here.
Oh, okay. I was looking for you. Okay. I'm here. Okay. We don't want to lose our control here this morning. So, Billionaire Baby, good morning. What's on the top of your mind this morning? Then we're going to go over to Miss Control over there. What's on the top of your mind this morning?
Well, exactly what Esther is saying. You know, you want to believe it and feel it, and it's within us. We need to recognize and know that we bring to us what we are thinking about. And interestingly, I have some guests, and they're kind of trying to get back on their feet and concerned about getting an apartment and keeping a job and everything. But when I hear them talking, it's like, I got to do this, I got to do this. But they're expressing and vibrating lack and worry and fear. So I was just speaking with them last, and I said, no, you got to get still, get inside, and know that what you're thinking, you can decide. Even if initially you don't believe it right away, when you need to start saying it and then move into the feeling, bring up the feeling of expectancy and gratitude and love and happiness that you have, whatever it is that you need and want, but not get into, I want to do this, I got to do this, I'm running here and there. And I say, because that's resistance. It's simple but difficult for most people, because they feel that they're facing all kinds of circumstances, and they don't realize that they are helping to create it. They are the ones who are bringing it towards them. So once you learn this secret, you know, of like I was telling you, I'm excited and happy because I just kind of feel what I'm about to move into is bringing me every wonderful thing, people, situations, money, experiences, and the happiness of sharing and giving to others, knowing that that will come back to keep me flying, as you say, on the roof. And
okay.
I'm feeling that again. Yes.
Okay. Great.
Vibrating.
Wow. Okay. Great. But in order to do that, it seems like you must have taken control of
of something that being a baby.
Well, yeah, you know, like I said, I had gone out of
that. Yeah. I was leading into Rhonda. But I know you're ready to go. We'll come back to you.
Yeah,
I was leading to Rhonda on the control side, Raina, baby.
Sure, no problem.
Okay, great, great. But I know you can come back. We'll let you go. We'll let you go. Let's like, get everybody thoughts in this morning. Good morning, Rhonda. Yes, yes.
I did what my father said and let my mother mold me.
So what is the magic here, Dream Life Coach, that we're hearing from Billionaire Baby here? You know, she's taking on a new spin. You know, she used to be a little more subdued, a little more quiet, a little more, you know, floating like, but now she's just gone. She took control of what?
Well, you know, it's interesting, and she said something really important, and, you know, you've got to feel it. She's feeling her way through, and she's such a wonderful, shining, living example to all of us because of the way that she really has been able to capture and be in touch and have a sense of understanding about the internal dynamics that really generate happiness, wealth, joy and prosperity. All of those things really are internal resources, and she is feeling her way. And Billionaire Joe said something that's really important too, and that is that misalignment sometimes between what we say and what we think. I call it closing the gap between what you do and what you say. Right, closing the gap between what you do and what you know. Sometimes we do something and it's not in alignment with what we really know, which is that our high vibration matters, you know, that creating that feeling that you already have it. It's already existing. You're just on your way to it. So you want to close the gap between what you know and what you do, and you want to feel your way to prosperity. Back to you.
Yeah, you said that several times, closing the gap of what you know and what you do. And as we talk about well-being today, is the again, they're going to ask you, what did you talk about on the Billionaire Mastermind Forum? And we always want to leave with maybe one or two words, you know, not try to explain, because we can't remember. We got a good feeling about what we're hearing, and it's penetrating, and we see the experiences in our life. But well-being, your physical, spiritual, financial well-being is one of the foundations that's needed. And the definition of well-being, as it puts forth in online, is the state of being comfortable, well-being, or happy. It's a state of being comfortable, calmer, or happy, calmer, an improvement in the patient's well-being. It's kind of a statement they have here. And then it goes on to talk about you can have well-being in our health, happiness, safety, prosperity, success, fortunes, and the well-being in the areas of finance and health. But it's very emotional well-being. It's the foundation of, I believe, in the course of Dream Life Coach would agree, the foundation of all well-being sections of our life has got to be emotional well-being. So as we talk about Big Money Wednesday yesterday, and we share some great ideas and concepts that people are greatly excited, but we got to stay focused. And again, Rhonda, your statement is so profound that I can't kind of remember. It's a difference in what we know and what we do. Did I get that right?
It's closing the gap between what you know and what you do.
Closing the gap between what you know and what you do. So well-being can help. Emotional well-being can help in that area, closing the gap of what you know and what you do. So well-being from our point of view this morning, we want to kind of touch on that. You know, your feeling, shifting, as we talk about shaping how you feel today. You know, praise God, I feel great today. And it's just a good feeling. Because if you don't feel good, if that energy of feeling and abundance is not internal, then externally nothing is really going to happen. It's going to be blockage there. It's going to stop you. And it doesn't move. The shift doesn't take place. It is shaping how you're feeling. So before we listen to a little more Esther Hicks, I want to kind of open it up to the co-hosts this morning on their thoughts on well-being. This is our thought takeaway this morning: financial, spiritual, health, well-being, emotional well-being. We're saying that internally you have to experience the well-being internally. This is what Billionaire Baby is talking about when she so beautifully expressed how she's feeling. She had an internal awareness, awakening. And so we got to focus internally to get what you want to experience externally. We always say, download all the good that you would desire, but internally, well-being. So as you go out through your day, as you look at your projects and the things that you're doing, you need to take time to focus on this internal well-being in the area of meditation, in the area of prayer, in the area of reading, mastermind groups, or just talking to someone that could take you and calm you down and bring your focus in internally. You know, sometimes you can have a conversation with someone and that person can slow you down and let you focus more on your internal well-being. So it's this platform that we can launch our greatness in all areas in our lives. I'm talking about this health well-being. You got to focus on that, buddy, because that health well-being is a balance that you need to move forward to financial and the spiritual and the happiness that we talk about. Since I brought up the word happiness, I'm going to let let the co-host kind of share, but I'm going to start with being as happy on this well-being, and then the rest of you can just take over as you feel. Being as happy, well-being,
yes.
Are you sitting home? What's going on?
No, I am actually writing and taking notes because writing down my thoughts as I'm listening. And first of all, I want to thank you for bringing that that meditation back, because I love, love, love that meditation. And I made a list today, and I put it in my phone, of all the things I love to do. Because what happens is, especially when you mature and you get so bogged down with work and other obligations, you tend to lose contact with what you love. And you forget about, like, I do love learning Spanish, and I do love, you know, doing Qigong and different things and taking hot bubble baths. And what happens is, over time, you just move away from those things. And so I just feel that it's important to just reconnect with the things that you love, because love begets more love. It attracts more love to you. And I've had that experience in my life where when you're just doing the things that you love and just bring you joy, it brings a lot more gifts and happiness, and also besides just happiness and joy, But I feel like that brought my husband into my life because I wasn't out like hunting and trying to look for a man. I was just doing what I love, which was at that time I was studying dance. I was on a dance scholarship. And so I was just doing what I love every single day. And I think that when you do that, that makes you attractive and that makes you magnetic to bring in more of that thing, which was, in my case, love. And I also feel that when you're, that also makes you feel good when you're doing the things that you love. And so when I first heard the, I did write down, because I don't know why, for some reason, that phrase stuck out for me, the path to financial abundance is an emotional path. And I'm like, boy, let me write that down, because for some reason, I don't remember that last time. And then right after that, I wrote deep breathe and allow abundance, because that's one of the things that was on my list, was I love to just stop and just deep breathe, because it has a tendency to reconnect you back to your body. And it also relaxes your body at the same time. And I wrote down what Billionaire Joe said about what I just said, was magnetize and attract abundance. I think that all of those things that I just said just help you to be more magnetic and attractive. And I also was thinking about your energy, which is your vibration, and what are the components of that. So that's your thoughts and your beliefs and your experiences. And it also encompasses all those areas that you mentioned, your physical health, your mental and emotional health and well-being, as well as your financial health. And I hope I mentioned spiritual as well. So this is just an amazing, delicious, and wonderful conversation we're having this morning. Back to you. Go, go, go.
Okay. I'm going to send it over to the co-host to respond. Venus Happy, open it up.
Did you say you wanted one of the other co-hosts to respond?
Yeah, well, yeah. I wasn't going to call on anybody in particular. Anybody, whatever you picked up, you know, whatever comes, just come on in, whatever thoughts you have.
Well, for me, I love what Billionaire Happy said, and this is Rhonda, the Dream Life Coach. I am so tuned in these days to being conscious and intentional of my thoughts and feelings. And so one of the things I want to clarify for everyone, when I say closing the gap between what you know and what you do, I don't always mean a physical doing, right? It's not always about the stuff that we run around and do all day, but sometimes the doing is sitting still. Sometimes the doing is slowing your mind. Sometimes the doing is shifting your thoughts. So when we're closing the gap between what we know and what we do, it's really about alignment. As Joe mentioned, it's about making sure that we create the space, that we fertilize the soil needed to create the harvest that we're looking for in our lives. And that is a very emotional and intentional thing. Yesterday, we had a wonderful, wonderful call on the Dream Life by Design Mastermind call. And one of the things we talked about was busyness and how busyness doesn't necessarily get you results. All of us know someone who's always busy, but they're not necessarily getting the results in their life. So is it an effective busyness? Is it a joyful busyness? Is it a intentional busyness? Because just being busy for the sake of being busy really doesn't mean anything, but somehow we have begun to equate busyness with success, and the two are not synonymous, right? And so we get up in the morning, and we run all day, and at the end of the day, we're exhausted, and all we can do is collapse and get ready for bed. And I try to get my clients to process that entire day to say, now, how did you connect with your goals and dreams today? What steps did you take to move further? Because just being busy is not necessarily going to get it done for us. So closing the gap between what you know and what you do is also a mental and emotional doing as well as a physical doing. Back to you.
Okay. Good source. Emotional gap. Okay, go, go, go. Who else? The lines is open.
Well, I agree also that sometimes when you
you have a desire or a goal, and many people say that you got to just work hard on it. I don't think it's about working hard. It's about focusing that energy within you knowingly. I knowingly expect a return on that feeling and on that that focus that I'm giving. And I often kind of smile when I hear people say, well, I'm working so hard, and I'm saying, seems like the people who work the hardest get the less. But I think it's about feeling and focusing and the knowingness that it's already there for you. You're just opening the door to let it come in. And that's how it works for me. And I love it because it works very quickly. Once you begin to do it, things just roll into you. And you got to be ready to accept it. I've heard some people say, it's too good to be true. Well, if you brought it to you and it came and hit you really quick, you know, sometimes it's shocking that it happened so quickly. But you are literally magnetizing it, bringing it to yourself. But I don't see it as hard work. It's intelligent work. It's emotional work. But I find it, once you get it, it's really very simple and much easier than you can imagine. Mm. Back to you.
Okay, great.
And I'll cap the discussion here, Dr. Gorishman.
Okay,
I think, go. You know, great comments from these wonderful ladies. You know, it just, the statement, you know, go within or go without by Billionaire of Flowers,
yeah,
pretty much illustrates, you know, this conversation, that, you know, everything starts and ends with what we think and what we believe. And you got to go within to create what we want in the realities. And, you know, what we think shows up. It's no different than planting the seed. What you plant shows up. You know, if you're a farmer, you know, you can't look to plant corn and expect to get wheat. You know, it's the same thing. If you want abundance, if you want prosperity, you got to plant those seeds and they will show up. You know, it's the law. You know, it's the law of success, the law of, you know, potential. You know, if you plant what you want, they will show up. That's really the summary, Dr. Gorishman. Love this conversation.
Okay. Yes, and today, folks, we're talking about well-being, financial, spiritual, health, well-being. That's our thought process, and we're giving comments on it, and we're going to listen some more to our meditation by Esther Hicks on financial, on well-being. It's really, the meditation is financial well-being. But just before we do, I got some, those of you who are taking notes, I got some questions here that I came across that falls in this area. You might want to ask yourself in the area of well-being. Remember, if they ask you what we talked about today, is well-being, financial, spiritual, and health. First question, do I make time for relaxation in my day? And what we're talking about here is well-being. Ask yourself that question. You might want to write it down. Do you make time for relaxation in your day? Next question, do I make time for meditation and prayer during the course of a day? Do you actually set the time aside for that? The next question, interesting question here, and I would like to put this, if I had a whole thousands and hundreds of Congress and all the 509 people that rule our lives, that's Congress, the Supreme Court, and the President, I'd like to ask them this question. We all need to ask ourselves this question. Do my values guide my decision and action? What are your values? What are your core values? Do they guide your decision and your action? We're talking about well-being now. You're asking yourself some questions here. The next question you might want to write down and meditate on do, I have a well-defined sense of purpose and meaning in my life. Have you really sit down to define your purpose and your meaning? Really, do you have a definition well-defined? And we're talking about well-being this morning. This is an interesting question. As the world goes, as the world turns, and as some of the soap operas says, we search for tomorrow, and a God in light, just trying to remember all these shows, is do I feel in harmony with the world around me? It's an interesting question. Do you feel in harmony with the world around you? And the final question, am I accepting of the views of others? Some things that you might want to ask yourself as you work on your spiritual well-being, as we talked about earlier, as you work on your overall well-being in order to control that shift. You know, ask yourself these questions. And this well-being that you are seeking and the abundance you're seeking externally is all internally, but you got to have a state of well-being in all areas of your life. I was looking for the recording. Can I find it? Someone take over, give a comment while I look for the recording.
Well, I just wanted to add some things. One, I like what Rhonda said about when she was talking about busyness, and I wrote down busyness versus the one thing, because I just think that that is such a powerful book and a powerful concept, and that would, I feel like that would shorten the gap a lot if we just would stay focused on the one thing and continually be in that question of what is the one thing that we can do, such that if we do it, it would make everything else either easier or is it obsolete or not necessary? It's
not
one
necessary.
Of those. Okay, unnecessary. Yeah. If we did that throughout our day and stopped to think, you know, what, and actually plan that if we could, like in the beginning of the day, and think, what are the things that I can do that if I did them, you know, that would be the one thing. I think that that would be a powerful activity to do. And also, I just had this revelation. I have one of my coaches, she always talks about lining up with the energy. And if you line up with the energy, then you will have a tendency not to procrastinate. But that, for the longest time, that would just, it would feel like it would just elude me. Like, what does that mean, line up with the energy? And it's, and specifically, she was talking about money, that you just have to line up with the energy of money. And I'm like, that is just such a foreign concept. I'm really just trying to understand that. But I think that it takes time for us to sit down and think about not necessarily the dollar bills in our pocket, but thinking about what is that going to bring us? Like, is that going to bring us freedom? Is that going to bring us, like, time freedom and money freedom and relaxation? And then those are the essence of the things that we want, and then basically focus on those things. And I finally just started to understand, what does she mean now when she just says line up with the energy of money? So back to you. Go, go, go.
Breathe in, breathe out, each time you focus upon these words, your resistance becomes smaller and your allowance becomes greater. With each passing day, your vibrational point of attraction will change until there will be an obvious tipping point. Breathe in. Breathe out. For a while, the only evidence of your financial progress will be your improved emotional state of being. And if you will let that be enough, taking no score of financial progress, the financial improvement will show up. Breathe in. Breathe out. We are so pleased to have this opportunity to express to you our appreciation for all that you are. We want to let you know that it is our absolute promise to you that the abundance you seek is coming. Breathe in. Breathe out. You are doing extremely well. Abundance is flowing to you. Relax and enjoy the unfolding. Breathe in. Breathe out. Feel appreciation for what is and eagerness for what is coming. There is great love here for you. Breathe in. For the next few minutes, letting the music guide you. Breathe in. Breathe out. Breathe in. Breathe out. And it will come quickly. Breathe in. Breathe out. While your life will continue to call more abundance to you, the majority of that work is already done. And now, with far less effort than you have been believing, your financial condition is about to improve. Breathe in. Breathe out. Financial abundance does not occur in one's life because of hard work, or good luck, or favoritism. Financial abundance is simply the universe's response to consistent thoughts and feelings of abundance. Breathe in. Breathe out. When you are able to accomplish the feeling of abundance before the evidence has shown itself to you, the evidence must come and will continue to come as long as you maintain the feeling of abundance. Breathe in. Breathe out.